بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن همام بن الحارث عن المقداد رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن رجلا جعل يمدح عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه. We are still in this chapter that we should not praise a person on his face who is not yet capable to take that. That is, that he will take it that I am really like that, and he becomes proud, etc. That person should not be praised on his face. However, if a person is a kamil person, that he has understood that it's nothing of mine, it is all the fazl of Allah, to praise that person is not only permissible, but there is reward in to praising such a person. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if somebody praises you in the face, then take it that he's making dua for me. And say Ameen, that, and realize I'm not like that, but he's making dua for me. Also, a person should understand when somebody praises you that his eyes are good. That's why he's seeing me as a good person. But I am not like that at all. It is only his eye. He is really good. It's not that I'm good. He is good. That's why he's seeing the good in me. So they are both hadith that it is permissible to praise a person according to the condition of the person being praised. And it's not permissible to praise a person also according to his condition. In this riwayat, Humam ibn al-Harith narrates from Hadrat Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, anna rajulan ja'ala yamdahu Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. One person started praising Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Fa'amid al-Miqdad. Then Hazrat Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went towards that person, he went forward. Fajatha ala rukbatayhi, and he stood up on his knees. Like a person, sometimes we are sitting and we're standing up, but our knees are on the ground. He stood up in front of that person. Fajala yahthu fi wajhihi al-hasba, and he started throwing pebbles, which were in the masjids commonly in those days, and he threw some of these pebbles in his face. فَقَالَ لَهُ عُثْمَانُ مَا شَانُكَ. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? Why are you doing this, throwing pebbles in his face? فقال, he replied and said, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مَدَّاحِينَ فَحْثُوا فِي وُجُوهِهُمُ التُّرَابِ. He says, when you see people praising somebody else, then throw pebbles, throw sand in that person's face. That is either literally, some ulama have taken the meaning, that is telling him keep quiet, or figuratively that it is a sign that you must stop him from praising somebody. Yeah, again, all this is in the condition of that person. Some people took it literally that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped it, so we are not going to allow it under any condition whatsoever. And some people, some ulama, where they saw the hadith where it is permitted, as we will read now, they have allowed it according to the condition of the person being praised. فَهَذِي الْأَحَادِيثِ فِي النَّحْيِ. So these are the hadith that we read yesterday and today, they are in the prohibition of praising a person on his face. And this happens also, for example, at home. Your wife also, she cooked well, she keeps the children well, you praise her. But that also you should see, if it goes to her head, then it's not advisable. Then just appreciate it, make dua for her. And if she's a person who says, no, this food came out nice by the will of Allah, it wasn't me, Allah made it come out nice, and she has that realization, then it's permissible to praise her. Children also, to that extent that we encourage them. Not that they think that now they become big and swollen headed and they think they are better than others, etc. In that case, it's not, we should not praise the children. And we should use such words just to encourage them. وَجَا فِي الْإِبَاحَةِ أَحَادِيثٌ كَثِيرَةٌ صَحِيحَةٌ. And in the permissibility of praising somebody in his face, also many correct sahih hadith have come. قال العلماء, the ulama have explained these two opposite views as such. وطريق الجمع بين الأحاديث, and how to reconcile the two hadith, the one that prohibits and the one that permits. أن يقال إن كان الممدوح عنده كمال إيمان ويقين. The ulama have explained that the person who is being praised, if he has got perfect iman and perfect yaqeen, then it is permissible to praise that person, and he will realize, I'm just made of sand, I'm going to return to sand. I am nothing myself. This is all the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Wa riyadatu nafsin, and he has made mujahada on his nafs, and he accepts and he understands, it's not nothing of my achievement, it is only by the will of Allah. Wa ma'rifatun tammatun bihaythu la yaftatinu, and he has got complete ma'rifat, and he realizes that and he won't fall into the folly of his nafs, and his nafs won't start playing with him. You are really a great man. See how all are praising you, etc. Nothing like that will happen to that person. He is permitted to be praised. وَلَا يَخْتَرُّ بِذَلِكَ, and he won't fall in a deception with that. That he thinks, really, I am like that. And now he goes home also. His wife hardly took notice that he came home. Now he's angry on her. That, yeah, in the masjid, everyone shaking my hands, everyone kissing me on the forehead, everyone got so much regard, and you got no regard. That shows that the person is not yet made. Why doesn't the wife also praise me like that? Why doesn't she also fall at my feet and make my and serve me like that? Then if there is nothing like that, then it's permissible to praise such a person. وَلَا تَلْعَبُ بِهِ نَفْسُ, and his nafs won't play around with him. That you're really a great man, etc. فَلَيْسَ بِحَرَامٍ وَلَا مَكْرُوهٍ, in that case it's not haram, it's not makruh also. If that person is not like that, and he realizes, I'm just an ordinary servant, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, himself said, أَنَا سَيَّدُ وَلْدِ عَادَمْ وَلَا فَخْرَدِي, Allah has made me the leader of all mankind, but I've got no pride about that. Allah has done it. He has put me the greatest man on earth, of all men, the greatest He has made me, but I've got no pride. And as we will read in the hadith here further, وَإِنْ خِيفَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ, however, if there is fear of any of these things, you realize this person is not like that, كُرِهَ مَدْحُهُ فِي وَجْهِهِ كَرَاهَةً شَدِيدَةً, and then you see that this person, it will go to his head. He will become swollen headed and proud. Then it is very seriously undesirable. Never praise such a person in front of him. وَعَلَى هَذَا التَّفْصِيلِ تُنَزَّلُ الْأَحَادِيثَ الْمُخْتَلِفَةُ فِي ذَلِكَ, and according to this explanation, there are other hadith of the opposite side where it is permissible. For example, وَمِمَّا جَابِ فِي الْإِبَاحَةِ قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِأَبِي بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنُهُ, of the hadith that came where it is permissible to praise somebody, one is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he praised Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. أَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ أي من الذين يدعون من جميع أبواب الجنة لدخولها. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Bakr, I've got great hope you will be amongst from those people who will be called from every door of Jannah. What a great praise that the 8 doors of Jannah, everyone will call out for you and that you will enter. But what was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's condition? He should cry to Allah almost the whole night and said, Ya Allah, if only my mother did not give birth to me, if only I was just a leaf on a tree, if I was just a grass and an animal should eat me and that was the end of me. So in spite of Allah's Rasul telling him that all the 8 doors of Jannah are going to call you, his condition was this, that I am nothing and I fear the day of Qiyamah. How will I give Hisab Kitab? Such a person to praise him, it is permissible. وفي الحديث الآخر, and another hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لست منهم, you are not from amongst them. أي لست من الذين يسبلون أزورهم خيالا, you are not from amongst those people who let their trousers below their ankles out of pride. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his stomach had come out, so his trousers used to usually slip down and go below the ankles also, which is not permissible in Sharia. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is because when a person wears his trousers below his ankles out of pride, and that is a sign of pride when we wear our trousers below our ankle. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings that you don't have pride in you. Though your trouser is slipping down, but you don't have pride. But as I just explained, how Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu feared all the time. وقال لعمر رضي الله تعالى عنه, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, ما رآك الشيطان سالكا فجا إلا سلك فجا غير فجك. That I see that whenever you walk in an alley on a road, I see Shaitan takes another road. Shaitan is afraid of you. He doesn't walk in that same alley where you walk. What a great praise for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But at the same time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry to Allah ta'ala so much and had so much fear of Allah ta'ala. So if it's a person like that who realizes I'm not like that, even if Allah's Nabi praises him and the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannat in this world, but they themselves were so afraid all the time. On the other hand, unfortunately, perhaps all of us are such, somebody just praises us a little and it goes to our head and we become swollen headed and we think, really, I'm somebody very great and others, why don't they respect me, etc. That should not be the case. Unduly praising others may create pride in them or cause one to exaggerate or speak a lie. That's another fear. Many times in praises, a person says things which are not in that person, which is tantamount to a lie. And a lie is a gunai kabira. So to introduce a person according to his condition, his position is all right. But to lie and praise him of things more than, which happens usually with politicians, or even when ulama come, it's our friend and we want to enhance his image, etc. And we say all things which are not really in the person, then we are guilty of lying also. Some ulama have interpreted the phrase, throw dust in their faces, literally. That is actually throw dust in their face. In other words, one should physically throw dust in the face of those who praise, so that they are discouraged from so doing so. Other ulama have taken the meaning that you must stop him. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand deen correctly in all its facets.